This is Stephanie Shea, the voice for Usagi Tsukino, and you're listening to the After Hours Nerds Podcast.
Now, I don't want to brag, but I cut this nail too short, and it hurts a lot whenever I type, so, you know, I just know I'm playing through pain in this one, right? Some would call me a warrior. Thanks for tuning in to episode 99 of the After Hour Nerd Podcast, the week of October 25th, 2021, the weekly podcast that covers last week's important gaming and nerd culture news, hosted by Gags and Dill. I don't think either of us really played any games this week, huh?
I played Apex yesterday for about 2 hours.
That was like the most I got in 2 weeks. I was going to say, hey, I watched you lose a lot in Smash Bros. To a computer.
You lost just as many times as I did.
No. You lost to Aqua so many goddamn times.
How many times did you lose before I walked in here, though?
The first time.
Because it looked like you were resuming gameplay, not starting anew.
So, exactly, because that was the first time, because you texted me here, and I was like, oh, it's time to get a coffee.
Oh.
So, I might be 0-2 against Aqua, but you were definitely 0-6.
Oh, no, stop.
0-6.
I know you've played her before.
And then, what was the other one you fought? Ventus or?
Roxas.
Yeah, he. No, he fucking tortured.
Down to like 8.
What do you think of Sora in Smash?
I dig him.
Yeah, right?
I like him. His moves are good.
I think he's the most floaty character.
I don't like his...
His recovery?
It's not his recovery that I don't like. He's mad slow in the air.
Oh, yeah. Like he's floaty.
He's just so slow.
He almost goes weightless, you know?
Yeah, that's what I mean. Like, no gravity's affecting him.
Right.
Just, floats through the air.
And it's impossible. Like, people can juggle you easily because you take so long to touch that floor again.
That's one thing I hate about that fucking game. Get juggled.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
You just get juggled. You just never land.
You never.
You just die.
Yeah.
That's so annoying.
If you ever watch, like, competitive Smash Bros., that's what, like, their goal is to get the other guy in the air and just punish him.
It's just so annoying.
And then you have the kind of like tech down, which I'm still trying to learn, and it's.
Yeah, I did hit that nasty tech though.
That
on
was
the way down.
That first fight when you were fighting Lucina, she teched your shit so hard.
Yeah, she did. Godlike tech.
I was going to complain, Dill. I was going to complain that there was no Switch update, but I shit you not, right before we started recording, look at this shipping confirmation for my Nintendo Switch.
We have lost it again.
Imagine UPS loses it.
So
now
they're saying they're sending it back now.
They already sent it. We want to let you know that your components have been shipped back to you via UPS parcel ground. Your tracking number is,
you're gonna get the thing and it's gonna be no Joy-Con.
It's gonna be a yellow Pokemon.
It's just gonna be the tablet. No Joy-Cons.
I will be more okay if they send just the tablet and not the Joy-Con, because at least I can play. And then I can complain separately about the Joy-Con.
But then they're going to be like, hey, so yeah, you got to send the tablet back for us to get the Joy-Con.
Oh,
too.
My. I will lose it. I will lose it if that happens.
I can see that. That's how it goes.
Honestly, you know what I'm expecting? The left Joy-Con. And they're going to be like, hey, we fixed your fucking Joy-Con.
The
it's
right
like,
one doesn't work.
No, there's going to be no tablet. They'll be like, oh, we never got one. Because again, before I sent it, they were convinced.
Oh, why would you send it separately?
I would lose it.
They send it to you?
Well, I never said this, but like when I first set up the fix, they were like, all right, you have to send the Joy-Con and the tablet separately. And I was like, why? If they're just going to the same person. And they're like, well, we're not supposed to get the components together. And then like we talked for a while because they were like, yeah, we don't really even want the tablet. We just want the Joy-Con. We can fix the Joy-Con and send back.
Why do I even send the tablet?
But the tablet was what was broken. They did not get that. It was a mess. So that's why I am so nervous.
It's not coming back fixed. Let's be real.
That's what I'm nervous just about.
Keep the other guy undusted. And, keep playing him until that thing finally
and
comes back in Christmas.
I have been trying so hard not to be like a Karen about it and call and be like, yo, what the fuck
did
you guys do?
You're already a Karen.
Yeah, I've called so many times. Especially when they're like, we can't find it.
They have you on the do not answer list.
That's 100% like the do not fly list for Nintendo.
Do not answer this guy.
Once that's back, I'm going hardcore into Smash, so that way I just rip through all those spirits again.
Yeah, that's not gonna happen. You can't get something back that you
never had.
Never had previously.
Yeah, okay. I don't know. I just watched you fail miserably and then fail miserably again. And you were getting angry.
I'll go into your head. Remove that memory.
All right, let's take a short little break and be back with the news. All right, we're back with the news. Quick news of the week. Get ready. There's a lot of delays. Advance Wars 1 Plus 2 Reboot Camp has been delayed from December 3rd to Spring 2022. CD Projekt Red announces delays for Cyberpunk 2077's next-gen versions will now release Q1 2022. Elden Ring has been delayed from January 21st, 2022 to February 25th, 2022. Microsoft announces two new sizes for their Seagate storage expansion cards, a 2 terabyte for $399.99 and a 512 gigabyte for $139.99. I'm pretty sure the 1 terabyte is $200. So I would almost just wait for the, just get a regular 1 terabyte.
Just getting the 2 terabyte.
For $400 though? Oh, that's good. That's a $900 console at that point.
Yeah, but that 2 terabyte will go a long way.
Yeah, well, I mean, it already has a 1 terabyte.
Well, that's what I'm saying. Two more will you
think it'll, yeah.
I think it'll be pretty good.
Unless, yeah, if and if you have a Series S.
Especially if you want old games, new yep, games.
Yeah. Like, well, I'm so I downloaded Skyrim.
You download Call of Duty. That'll take up one whole,
oh
one
my God. Whole, God, whole storage I, thing. I uninstalled Call of Duty because it takes like 200-something gigabytes.
I don't even play it. I uninstall that shit.
And then Microsoft has announced a 20th anniversary broadcast for November 15th. No new games will be announced, but will be a special look back at the past 20 years. I feel like that's going to be like kind of a boring presentation. Oh, God, yeah. And that's why that's I put it in the quick news. But I do want to say, so we have, what, 3 games here delayed until 2021, Q1. This is the 2022 game lineup for Q1. These are only games that I think have any type of consequences, so are like pretty decently waiting for games. In January alone, we have Monster Hunter Rise for the PC. That's the 12th. God of War PC, which is the 2018 version, launches the 14th. Pokemon Legends Arceus is January 28th.
Oh, yeah.
And then Tom Clancy's Rainbow Six Extraction is dated for January, but no real date yet. We'll see if that gets pushed again.
That game looked good, too.
February has Life is Strange Remastered Collection on the 1st. Dying Light 2 Stay Human the 4th. Dynasty Warriors 9 Empires the 15th, King of Fighters 15th the 17th. I want that so bad. That's the fighter game with that Terry is in.
Oh yeah.
The art style is incredible. It looks so good. It's one of those games that I want to be so good at so bad, but I'm just not willing to ever put in the time.
Put in the time.
Oh, I want to like reap the rewards without having to put in the work, you know?
TA attitude.
Yeah. That's it. No, very that 100% like very I 100% like I want to be
you struggle against computers.
I want to be so good at fighting games so bad cuz they look so cool.
I can see that you want to be good, but
me and you are struggling together because trust me, I watched you lose it. So many times.
You're talking to a Columbus Cup champion.
You sat there and you lost and you said, I'm going to get back in the lab. That's what you said.
I do need to get back in the lab.
Are you going to get back in the lab? I doubt it.
I
but.
Need to.
Horizon Forbidden West is February 18th. I have that starred because I think
that's a lie.
You think so? You don't think that's going to happen?
It already got pushed back once.
Right, so I think
say it won't get pushed back again.
I don't know. I feel like we've had enough. I think
have
this
we
is
seen a, anything new for it though.
They had the big 25-minute like presentation either last month or 2 months ago.
But since then, nothing.
Well, how much do you want to show?
A little.
I don't know.
After a delay.
Well, give so us something? They delayed it at that presentation. So that was the presentation. Like, yeah, it's,
you delayed it while trying to give off a little.
Well, footage. That's the yeah. That's yeah. the give some good news, take some
I don't
bad news.
Trust it.
Destiny 2 Witch Queen is the 22nd. Sifu is the 22nd. Elden Ring is the 25th. As well as the Saints Row reboot game is the 25th. Like, that's a pretty stacked month for February.
Yeah, it's whatever. Nothing that exciting.
Really? You know, I think the Elden Ring looks really good.
Elden Ring does look good.
Saints Row could be really cool. Again, King of Fighters I think is dope. Horizon,
Forbidden West will be cool.
That's going to be the biggest game that month.
I don't care about Dying Light, Life is Strange, or Dynasty Warriors.
I put Dynasty Warriors just because it's such a long franchise.
An OG game.
Yeah.
But I don't know if I'll play it now.
Oh, 100% no. 100% no. Gran Turismo 7 is the 1st of March. Triangle Strategy, which is Square Enix's new tactics game.
Yep.
That's the 4th. Stranger of Paradise Final Fantasy Origins is the 18th. That's the new Final Fantasy 4 player action co-op game. Rune Factory 5 is the 22nd. GTA 5 and online mode for PS5 and Xbox Series X/S.
Just give us 6 already.
I know,
stop
dude.
Stop it.
Like, how many times can you release?
You're just going to piss people off.
Marvel's Midnight Suns is dated from March 2022. And WWE 2K22 is dated from March.
Yeah, just like Doctor Strange was. And look what happened.
Yeah. Here are some more Q1 games that we don't have a final date for.
I don't see Harry Potter on this list.
It's not a Q1.
You're a piece of shit.
That's not my fault. Be it mad at WB. That needs to that and the Batman game.
Those already those just need to be out.
Because those were 2022 games or 2021 games.
Yeah, you're telling me.
The funniest
and
thing.
You're telling me it's not in Q1 of 2022.
Do you remember the end of 2020 when I had us do our like what's our most anticipated 2021 game?
Yeah.
And those were your two, and it was literally January 1st of 2021. They delay them on you. Do you remember that?
Well, unfortunately, you reminded me, and now I'm even more disappointed.
So we have Advance Wars 1 plus 2 from the delays. We have the Cyberpunk that was from the delays. Forspoken, which is, you know, Square Enix's other game, which looks good.
Looks dope.
Let's see if any of these get pushed, though, because I don't think they're going to get delayed because they're not ready. I think you delay them because there's just so much going on, and all these games are going to eat each other.
I think it could be a mixture of both.
Yeah.
If you're a top competitor game, you want to eat the other games.
Right.
You want to be the game that sticks out in front of a bunch.
But say, because technically Forspoken is a PS5 exclusive.
Yeah.
So isn't Forbidden West, right?
Yeah.
So if you put them too
close. Space those out.
Exactly.
But if those weren't like that,
mm-hmm.
then I would be trying to drop my 100%. Game in the mix.
Like if it was Halo Infinite and you're Forspoken, you almost.
Drop that shit. Right
exactly. So try to fight each other.
You gotta take the attention off.
Although Halo Infinite would kill Forspoken. Like in sales? You think I'm crazy?
Crickets.
Yeah. Okay. Dude, Halo is going to be massive.
You're just obsessed with Master Chief.
He's a dope dude.
Let's not act like you didn't pick out his outfit.
Name the main character of Forspoken. Crickets. Yeah.
You know what it is?
No, that's what I'm saying. One's an established franchise. Ghostwire Tokyo. And then Lego Star Wars The Skywalker Saga.
You can never go wrong with a Lego game.
And that Lego game looks to be like way more advanced than previous Lego games. Because you know how Lego games are pretty simple.
Those ones were advanced.
They were?
Stop it.
They were great games.
Great
loved
games.
Them. But you know how they're very like...
No, they are simple. But
this one looks like it's trying to be more than just like a Lego game.
How much more can you add to a Lego game like that?
It looked like there was like vehicle combat.
Oh, God.
You don't like that?
You couldn't do that before at all?
It's very like I don't think so.
You're
can like
on the ground?
Yeah, you're like the Lego figure.
Yeah, I know, but you never hop in anything.
You can hop in like turrets. I remember hopping in turrets. I don't ever remember doing
so many times. I don't remember.
That's yeah. You get to be droids. Remember
you
droids.
Can be anything though. Once you go to the friggin' that thing in the beginning.
I always liked creating my own character in them.
Oh, yeah.
No, and being a savage.
Those games were just me and TA would just lightsaber battle in the. In the thing and just kill each other.
Yeah, 100, even though you're teammates and you're not supposed to fight
each other.
This is a stacked like Q1, especially because Q1 of the year is usually like no games.
Yeah,
they usually push them to like Q2, Q3.
Q1 2021 because that was sad.
I think just 2021 in general is kind of ass.
Q2, Q3, Q4.
Name like the biggest game from this year. Crickets.
Apex.
Yeah. Honestly, though, like usually we have some type of like, hey, this is probably game of the year.
I don't fucking have a clue.
Exactly. I think this is like the weirdest
Marvel
year. Marvel
Avengers. I think that could be game of the year.
Imagine that at the Game Awards, they always
imagine it was in the contentions.
Well, they have the best ongoing game. You know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah.
I could imagine
Apex
that winning.
Won that before.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Fortnite usually takes it.
Fuck Fortnite.
Yeah.
Children's game.
Fuck Batman.
All
right,
put you onto that, huh?
I'm like 7 episodes into that right now. It's not bad. It's not good. I'll tell you that. It's not bad, but it's definitely not good.
More funny because it's bad serious.
Oh, it is very serious. All right, so first big news story of the week. Microsoft shows off Halo Infinite's campaign for the first time in over a year. This is by Igor Bonifik on Engadget.com. Igor, if I pronounce your name wrong, blame Dill. With Halo Infinite's December 8th release date fast approaching, Microsoft has shared a new 6-minute trailer that offers an in-depth look at the game's single-player component. The last time the company provided an extended preview of Infinite's campaign was during Xbox Showcase in 2020. The trailer was poorly received, with most fans agreeing the game's visuals look dated. In the aftermath of the reveal, developer 343 Industries said they had work to do, and Microsoft subsequently delayed the game to 2021. In the latest preview, you can see the visuals have gotten in an update, but what hasn't changed much is the emphasis on sandbox gameplay. During a community Q&A back in March, 343 Industries said they were inspired by levels like the silent choreographer from Halo Combat Evolved to design the game in a way that would allow players to accomplish objectives with creativity. You can see the ethos on display in the second half of the trailer. Master Chief stumbles upon a Banshee outpost he has to take out. You can use his grappling hook to move around the facility quickly and pull enemies and explosives to augment your current arsenal. Vehicles play an important part in the overall gameplay loop, as do abilities you can purchase for Master Chief. All the different gameplay elements come together to form something that looks like it will offer a classic but more open Halo experience. All right, so it's a first open world Halo game. All the other games were very linear.
Yeah.
So this almost looks like Far Cry Halo.
Which is dope. Far Cry is a cool story, though.
And I love the idea of the actual Halo gameplay, but just go out there and do whatever the hell you want.
It looked dope.
The one thing I will say, which is kind of sad, is usually the story mode has co-op. Co-op's delayed. So co-op's not coming until later.
How do you delay a co-op?
Right? That's
it. I mean, is it online co-op delayed, or is it all co-op? Like, you can't play
Split screen.
Are you kidding me?
Yeah.
What kind of shit is that?
How
is that not a feature? Just add an extra controller.
I think we make it sound a lot easier than just add another controller.
I mean, how much harder could it sound?
I don't know. Yeah.
Literally split screen.
I don't know.
Stop it.
I.
My only thing with this campaign is, does the multiplayer being free hurt the chances
of buying this campaign? So if you think about it, right, me and you already own Halo Infinite. We have Game Pass.
Of course we do.
They don't care if they sell it. They want to sell Game Pass.
Yeah.
So
they got us with. But.
But also, Halo Infinite's multiplayer, yes, is free to play. They've already announced that there'll be Game Pass exclusive content for multiplayer, meaning there'll be like a separate Game Pass battle tier. So even though it's free to play, you're going to probably want to buy the Game Pass, which again is $10 a month.
And then they don't even care if you buy the campaign.
At that point, you get the campaign because
we get the campaign with Game Pass.
Yeah.
All right.
So it does hurt probably because even if someone like you with a PC, right?
Technically, it would be cheaper though to just buy the campaign if you want the campaign and just play the free multiplayer.
Yeah.
You just miss out on exclusive battle passes.
Right, because you're not subscribed.
Which is... probably nothing serious.
It depends on what it is.
Most of those, like,
it's going to be cosmetics.
Yeah, I know, but most of those, like, subscription type battle passes, they don't really give you anything crazy.
God no.
You might miss a skin or two. Like,
that's exactly what it'll be.
Skin, but like, from the difference between the Apex like battle pass mm-hmm. and like, the regular free one, like,
yep.
you still get stuff.
Yeah, yeah.
But you miss out on two legendary skins. It's like,
well, and I guarantee you, it's going to be like Master Chief skin, which is like the you know like something people will want.
You don't think that's just a default?
No, because I've played the multiplayer already, and that's not the default. You are an ugly-looking Spartan when you start. Your whole head is like a bowl shape. It's not a good look.
I don't know. I just feel like... I mean, I guess with the whole Game Pass offset, it's okay, but...
I don't think
how many people buy the campaign.
I don't think they care.
Game Pass.
Well, that's the thing. I think they want you more to buy Game Pass than they do to sell the game.
Which is weird. Because you can cancel the Game Pass anytime.
Well, I bet you they're hoping.
That campaign is sold forever.
Well, again, you're right. 50
million people just unsubscribe.
What if
now
you?
Now you have nothing to show for what you just gave out. You just made a whole campaign.
Yep.
That they got for free.
Well, again, if they subscribe for at least 6 months, right? That is the cost of Halo Infinite.
What if they subscribe for a month, beat the game, and get rid of it?
They could
just play free
easily. Well, even if they play free, I guarantee you they're going to sell the battle pass. Unless you probably have Game Pass.
What if you get the Battle Pass from having the Game Pass?
Yep.
Like, you get the free Battle Pass.
Yep.
And then you cancel Game Pass. You keep the Battle Pass?
No, I bet they take away
the... How do they take it away from you if you already earned it? You already earned all those...
They already took a second controller away from us. You don't think they...
They took that from the beginning, though, not mid.
Yeah.
If you already have all these skins, how do they just take it away at that point?
So, I bet you're right. You keep the skins you've already unlocked, but you can't unlock new ones. And that's what's going to... try to entice you to keep the Game Pass subscription.
I don't know. It seems like a lot of loopholes out of this right now.
And again, you subscribe for Halo, right? And then all of a sudden next year you have Fable and all these other games coming.
And you resubscribe.
And
then unsubscribe.
The problem is people like me and you are lazy, and we're not going to be like, I'm going to unsubscribe now. And just
why rope me into people like you?
You pay for the $15 a month Game Pass. How many games have you played on it? Crickets. You've been.
I was playing for Xbox Live when I didn't even have an Xbox. I had to keep my account going in case I ever hop back
and
on.
And that's what they're hoping for. I guarantee it. Is people like us who
people
are
people like us will change?
Will we?
We will
it's been
outgrow
years.
This. It has been a long time since I've had that
Xbox
account.
That's what I'm saying. Like,
and I I can't even get into my Xbox account anymore.
Is there ice everywhere? Oh, we're good.
My password's locked. I can't even get into my account.
So you're just paying for it. At this point, you're just paying for it. Yeah. You're exactly what you say you shouldn't be.
I don't know what happened. I can't get into the account. It won't let me in.
A little bit of Sony news. PlayStation State of Play for October 2021. This is by Alec Mullins on Dexero.com. Sony's signature PlayStation Showcase State of Play is back for another installment. These streams typically feature the biggest announcements from the company regarding upcoming changes and new releases. Sony has announced that its State of Play will return on October 27th with a 20-minute long broadcast that focuses on third-party titles coming to PS4 and PS5 in the near future. While this rules out any major updates on first-party games like Horizon Forbidden West or Marvel's Spider-Man 2, there are plenty of exciting third-party games that could be making an appearance. I don't honestly know what we're going to see here. I think we're going to probably definitely see some of Vanguard, Call of Duty Vanguard.
I'm sure.
Again, I think this is a 20-minute presentation to kind of be like, we don't really have anything coming out the rest of this year. But don't forget about us when you're shopping for holiday presents, you know?
I heard, I just don't remember what game it was, but they said you were going to get some footage of some game that we were anticipating.
Well, it's got to be, again, it's third party, so I'm trying to think of what it would be. Like, I definitely think we might see Forspoken. We might see Final Fantasy 16.
I don't remember what it said.
It has to be, I would imagine we see Final Fantasy 16 here. Maybe the Twisted Metal game that keeps being rumored, especially since I think the series comes out next year.
No, it definitely wasn't that.
We joke about Marvel's Avengers. I think we see Marvel's Avengers here because they have the Spider-Man exclusive character for PlayStation. And they claim he's still on target for 2021. It's getting really damn close to the end of 2021. There's no way we don't see him. And if we don't, that's looking like he's been delayed. I'm trying to think of... we will definitely 100% see GTA 5.
It says, if we're lucky, we'll see Final Fantasy 7 Remake Part 2.
It's possible. Again, though, this claims for the near future.
God of War Ragnarok.
It's a first party, no way. They said this is third party games. So unless they lie and end up with like one big game at the showcase...
Oh, never mind. It says, never mind. It says we will not see that.
And we kind of just saw God of War Ragnarok not too long ago. We got that bigger in-look depth of it.
I don't know what the hell is it. I don't know what I saw, but...
I think we see Final Fantasy 16 here. I think Final Fantasy 7 Part 2 is probably coming out 2025.
Oh my god.
Think about how long it takes them for every fucking game. You know...
They said that this would be a lot easier, though, because they already had... like an idea rolling forward, not starting from scratch.
Great. They announced Final Fantasy VII Part 1 in 2013.
Yeah, but it really wasn't a popular... It wasn't like really like confirmed.
No, they showed the trailer and said everything. That it was... That's the first time we saw it was 2013.
I don't think so.
We saw Cloud do that flip off of the fucking train and they were like, Final Fantasy VII Remake.
Oh, I think you're reading too many fucking clickbait YouTube
off of Facebook, right?
I don't think that's accurate. I didn't hear
that
about...
That was the year of dreams.
I didn't hear about no 7 Remake until like 2018.
Again, because Facebook is so far behind. That's the problem for you. Final Fantasy VII Remake announcement. I honestly don't think we see Final Fantasy VII Part 2 until the end of next year. And that's just only anything. See it. Because
they
can't
even give us like a 2-second trailer of Cloud,
I think that's
like,
what we see.
Looking over his shoulder, just give us something.
That's what I think we see, like a teaser trailer of Cloud seeing Zach.
Maybe it is Zach.
Well, because Zach is at the end of the first one.
Exactly.
Spoilers. I don't know. I don't know what's going to happen with that. I don't think for a second we see Final Fantasy VII Remake here at all. I think we have a better chance of Forspoken or Final Fantasy 16.
You're very negative.
I will be...
I'd rather see Final Fantasy VII Remake Part 2.
I'll eat my shoe. I promise you I'll eat my goddamn shoe.
I guess we'll have to make a bet on that, son.
I guarantee you this... You laugh at me. This goddamn thing is going to start opening with the GTA 5. I promise you. And it's going to... Everyone's going to be so sick of it. And then it's going to end with GTA 3 Remake.
Don't do that.
Don't do that. Talking about GTA 3, watch the first trailer for GTA Remastered Trilogy launching November 11th. This is by Cameron Faulkner on TheVerge.com. Rockstar Games finally showed off a trailer for the remastered Grand Theft Auto trilogy, including GTA 3, Vice City, and San Andreas, showcasing many graphical and quality of life improvements made to each game. This is the weird thing, all right, ready? The Grand Theft Auto trilogy, the definitive collection, will launch digitally on November 11th for $60. You'll be able to play them on the Nintendo Switch, PlayStation 4, PlayStation 5, Xbox One, and the new Series X/S and PC via the Rockstar Games launcher. It'll get a physical release on December 7th, followed by versions for iOS and Android in the first half of 2022. If you're an Xbox Game Pass subscriber, you will get instant access to Grand Theft Auto San Andreas. So only one of them, not the whole collection. If you're a PlayStation Now subscriber, you will get Grand Theft Auto 3, the definitive edition. So only one of them again. And that will be on December 7th. So Xbox gets theirs first. PlayStation gets theirs when the game comes out physically. And it's only one out of the collection for both of them. And it's a different one on both, which is such a weird thing to do.
Game Pass has got the advantage with San Andreas.
San Andreas is the better one, right?
It's the best out of the three.
Yeah.
It's the newest one. So.
Yep.
I mean, they have an advantage there.
It's,
I don't see the point of dropping it digitally and then,
because
like a month later, you drop it on.
It's probably easier to just drop it digitally for those people who want it anyways.
Why not just drop it at the same time like they always do?
Because it's probably going to take them way too long to manufacture all of them and send them out. It's COVID.
I mean, come on.
But also,
you've been making games for how long?
But are you going to buy it physically?
No.
Yeah, so.
And I have a PC.
I guarantee you there's.
Stick it in my disk drive?
You know what's going to happen? Is there's going to be idiots out there who will buy it digitally for the Xbox Series X. Yeah. And then when it comes out physically, they'll buy it for the Nintendo Switch. So they just force you to double dip instead of buying it physically at launch.
You can play on the go and you can play at home.
Exactly. I said idiots out there because that's going to be me.
I don't know if I'd be playing Grand Theft Auto on my Switch.
Grand Theft Auto,
I feel like it's a game you sit down and you just play.
But if it's San Andreas, like if it's GTA 5, I think that's tougher to get handheld.
GTA 5 is not going on the Switch.
No.
If it's one of those old games, yeah, but like I don't see the point of playing it on the go.
I kind of like
a long car ride.
Yeah.
Why else would you play GTA on the road?
Or if you're laying in bed.
Especially one of those older games.
Yeah. I mean,
who doesn't have a TV and a PS something hooked up in there when they're going to sleep? You got something.
Not in my bedroom, though.
You could easily move that over.
Yeah, but then you have to, like, angle your head to, like, stare at the TV. This is first world problems. I get it. And then you have neck problems. I have to go see a chiropractor.
Stop it. I don't know why you buy the disc version on the Switch.
Because it'll be, like, the first Grand Theft Auto on a Nintendo console for a while.
I'd be getting everything digitally. I don't know why.
I'm kind of like you. I used to be. I mean, look how many I own physically.
GameStop obsolete.
Yeah.
All digital.
Just take out GameStop.
Just take it out.
Don't do that. You're just trying to drive up the stock market again, aren't you? You want to fucking crash them and then buy early. Rockstar says it used Unreal Engine in a completely rebuilt lighting system, and the graphical improvements seem to touch practically every part of the game. The list provided in Rockstar's press release includes improved shadows, weather, reflections, and upgrade character and vehicle models. There are increased draw distance, smoother surfaces, and higher resolution textures across buildings, weapons, roads, interiors, and more. They're 60 frames per second. Do you think the Switch version is 60 frames per second?
30.
I think so too.
30.
I bet it's locked at 30.
The graphics looked okay.
I liked it because it's like cartoony.
It really is what it says, though. It almost seems like they brighten it up.
Yep.
Like they brighten up all the background. It makes everything just look cleaner. And
if you look at the character models, I actually really like the new character models. They kind of match like the old pamphlets that used to come with them.
Yeah. Are you talking about like the loading screen?
Yeah, but you know how they would take the loading screens and that was like your manuals when games used to come with manuals?
Yeah.
I kind of like the new visuals.
It looks... Those games, even with shitty graphics, those games are still fun to play.
Right.
I mean,
the stupid sandbox
game is always going to be the same. You go do what you do. So it's... I don't think the graphics are a necessity to make that game work.
Rockstar Games confirmed that each game has Grand Theft Auto 5-inspired controls. Targeting and lock-on aiming has been overhauled in each game. In terms of their interfaces, each game offers updated weapon and radio station wheels, along with new mini-maps that let players set waypoints and destinations. What do you think about the... I've seen a lot of people complaining about the price, $60. But I don't... It's $60 for three games. Three games that have all been upgraded.
It's almost like paying $60 for the same game three times, if you think about it.
Well, it's different stories.
Yeah, but the game is the same. One game, all right, I can swim now.
Yeah.
At that point, if I'm one of these people, I'm waiting for the whatever free one I get.
Yeah.
Especially if I'm on PC, I'm just going to get the fucking San Andreas free.
Yeah.
Get my Game Pass.
Yeah.
Why would I even buy the other ones?
Honestly, like...
That's the best one. You know it's the best one.
That's the only one I kind of want to play from the trilogy anyways.
Yeah. I mean, I liked 3 because that was the first one I ever played.
Yep.
But, San Andreas is easily the
best one.
Though.
I think so too.
Number 3 is just so like old and janky. Like,
well, that's the thing, right? If they touch it up, number 3 might feel really good.
But your guy never talks either, so like the story's like less fighting.
Yeah, you know? No,
it's just like he's just silent all the time. So you just go walk around.
What's your problem with Link?
They just tell
Link never talks.
That's why I got a problem with Link. But you guys are just telling you to go kill people, and your guy doesn't even respond. It's like,
but he kills them. Silent assassin.
I don't know. I just don't see the point. It's almost, it really is almost buying, like buying the same game three times.
I kind of agree.
I could see why people would have a problem with the price.
Well, and then at that point, why not sell them separately?
And if people still have GTA 5.
Yep.
So if you're still playing GTA 5 and you know you paid $60 for that, why are you paying $60 for three older shitty games?
It's tough because like I get what you're saying, and
I'm sure
they still
sell GTA 5 for $60.
No, dude, you can get that for like 10, 15 bucks now.
Still?
Yeah.
I'm surprised they don't play it. They don't keep it up because of the online is so popular.
But that's the thing, right? Like, that's why it sells so many copies, is because when you buy a new version of GTA 5, it comes with like 100,000 shark coins.
Yeah.
So people go in and buy 6 copies because that's worth more than if you try to buy shark coins online through their thing. It's actually cheaper to buy a new version of the game, take the shark coins, and then just trade the game into GameStop.
That's screwing up.
That's how
charge it more with the shark points.
Yep.
And now people will be like, oh, fuck that. I'll pay $50. I'm getting 800,000 shark points.
Yeah. It's such a scam in general with the shark points that I still can't believe. I just can't believe people are still playing GTA Online in general. Like, it's been, what, 2013, 2014? When did that come out?
I think 2014, yeah. Press on, or maybe 15.
Was I still in high school?
I think
we just talked about this.
I was still in high school. You might have just
got out. Next news story, God of War coming to PC in 2022. This is by Marie Delisandre on GamesIndustry.biz. Santa Monica Studios announced that its 2018 flagship title, God of War, will be released on PC. Previously a PlayStation exclusive, the title will be launching on PC on January 14, 2022. The announcement also highlighted the God of War has sold 19.5 million copies on PS4 as of August 2021. The last time Sony has shared sales number for the title was in May 2019, including that it has reached 10 million units shifted. The title joins an increasingly long list of former PlayStation exclusives launching outside of Sony's ecosystem, including Guerrilla Games' Horizon Zero Dawn, Kojima Productions' Death Stranding, Ben Studios' Days Gone, Team Ninja's Neo 2, and more. God of War sequel set due to release in 2022, and Sony announced a delay earlier this year. I don't know why they don't just take almost all their PS4 exclusives at this point and put them on PC.
That's what I said.
I think this is obviously genius. They should move all of their PlayStation 4 exclusives now to PC.
Yeah, because then people like me will get them.
Right. Someone who's not going to play it anywhere else anyways.
I will not.
But now it's an additional revenue stream for a game that is just sitting there now, really, right?
Yeah, absolutely.
And it's coming in like 4K, 60 frames per second, ray trace, you know, like all the bells and whistles that you would want.
And that was already such a beautiful game on the
PS4.
On the PS4, so
imagine your PC.
Yeah, it's gonna look beautiful.
Right. I just don't know why they're waiting so long.
Move. They should have did it already.
Like Bloodborne. I don't think Bloodborne is out yet.
2019.
Yeah. Honestly,
I don't know if PC was as popular back then, but it's definitely starting to get more popular. But.
The only thing is, I don't know when this starts hurting the PS5. Like, I understand, like, that's a PS4 game, but it does have a PS5 upgrade.
Yeah.
So it is like one of those things that...
Well, that's what I've been saying that, though. I feel like every new thing that these consoles do to, like, better themselves end up hurting themselves somewhere else.
Yep, yeah.
Like, you try to add it, you bring it to more other things, like PC,
yep.
And then it hurts from those sales.
Yep.
Every single thing they seem to do. Like,
right.
Because there's just so many things you got to do now. Stream,
yep.
Discless, digital... Yep. Like, it's just, everything's crazy.
Yeah.
Games are dropping on multiple systems.
Yeah.
Games only drop on one system
yeah.
But they're on PC, both of them. So yep. It's like...
I mean, right, Monster Hunter Rise is a Nintendo Switch exclusive, but it's also going to PC.
Now, that's why I feel like the console wars is really going to die out. Like I said, consoles will be gone by
2030.
I still think it holds true.
Just know, in that episode, I made that the name of the episode's title. No consoles 2030.
I just don't see
bold prediction.
I don't see how they can keep competing with themselves.
Yeah. Well, that's why I told you, right? I think Microsoft is moving away from consoles. I think that's the goal.
I think so too.
I think it's the Game Pass subscription they're more worried about.
Such a big PC like
yeah.
body
That's
body
basically
power.
A PC, is it not?
It is.
It's they like
all,
a low
they all
power
technically
yeah.
are,
yep.
It's not even low powered really. It's
right.
It's similar to my PC.
Yeah.
Obviously it just runs different.
Yeah.
But you're already such a big powerhouse in laptops, computers.
Yep.
Like, why not just stray away from the console? Spend less time
especially
on
if
design,
you're Microsoft. Yeah.
Building, and just get to streaming.
Yep.
Better games, better graphics. Just
yeah.
All PC.
Yeah. No, I agree.
You don't have
to
worry about porting this over. Oh, this memory pack doesn't take, you know, Xbox 360 games. You
yep.
have to do that on an external. It's like,
yep.
that shit's getting old. Like, make everything available
yeah.
for one thing.
Well, and then you like you said, right? Imagine you click it. It looks like a Netflix lineup, and it's just your games.
Yeah, see, that's...
This is what you want, right?
Now think about it, though. Like,
convenience.
You merge your Netflix thing with your whatever, your PC thing, and now you can play the same thing you're playing on your PC on your TV.
Yep. That's why I'm telling when streaming hits like actual and it's like a viable
yeah.
thing to do, consoles will be gone. You won't even physically own anything anymore.
I don't even see the point.
It's gonna be a weird again. Next news story, right? Xbox Game Pass subscription missed Microsoft's target. This is by Steven Totolio on Axios.com. It sounds bad until you hear the numbers, though.
Oh, I'm sure it's.
Subscriber growth for Microsoft's signature gaming service, Xbox Game Pass, was slower than the company hoped for in the past year, according to a new financial filing. Why it matters. Xbox Game Pass is often touted as the best deal in gaming, and its subscriber count is a shorthand measure of Microsoft's gaming success. By the numbers, for the 12 months that ended on June 30th, Xbox Game Pass subscriber growth was up 37%. But the company has set a 48% growth goal, which is basically 50%. I work for a company, and I know for a fact they set goals that are almost
impossible
because it makes the employees work harder
yeah,
to hit these impossible goals.
It's up 37%, even if their goal was 48, 37 is still a good number.
That's why I was saying the title makes it sound a lot worse. In the company's prior year, which ran from mid-2019 through mid-2022, Game Pass subs were up 86%, exceeding a target of 71%. And again, the more people to subscribe,
the less the percentage going forward it'll be.
Right, because you already
have all the subscribers, of course.
Yep. For those who want to see actual subscriber counts, that's the catch. Microsoft hasn't been sharing them lately. In the most recent confirmed figure, it is 18 million. That was as of January. 18 million subscribers gives you, at a minimum, right? Because if the cheapest is $10, it's a minimum of $180 million a month.
Yeah, that's insane.
Almost $2.2 billion a year from Game Pass subscriptions alone.
Make a streaming service. Seems very lucrative.
Right, and that was me crunching numbers using the cheapest. Me and you both here have the $15 one.
Yeah.
So
of course we do.
So that number is probably even closer to $2.5 billion, I bet, a year. And that's a company that doesn't release their own games right now.
It's true.
Right? Once Halo hits and all those other games, that's when you see people flooding to the servers. The service costs $10 a month for console or PC players or $15 a month for the combo. Between the lines, when it's notable that Microsoft missed one target, it's also interest that Game Pass subs are a target at all. In 2019, the company added Game Pass subscriber growth to a short list of performance goals for top executives. So they're taking it serious, right?
Yeah, I'd hope so.
It's the only pure gaming metric listed in the exec's payment plan and sits alongside other priority targets, including a number of LinkedIn sessions and usage of Microsoft Teams. So they don't even care about console sales. They don't care about game sales.
If you don't care about console sales, why put all your time into making consoles?
Because
why disappoint so many people that they couldn't get a Xbox Series X?
Well, I think they're trying to provide everyone who wants one a Xbox Series X because it's a platform that you can buy play your subscription on, right? If not, the only other option is to buy a PC.
Just push PCs. You're freaking Microsoft.
Yes. I think the problem is, though, the Xbox brand is already established and well-known.
I guarantee you if Microsoft decides to do what I've been saying,
yeah,
which would make the smart move and just cut out that Series X,
yeah,
I guarantee they'll pull away from Sony and just be number one.
So it's tough to be like, who's number one? Like, obviously, I think Sony is number one. Like, they sell the most consoles. It's the best-selling console.
Sales don't matter.
To Microsoft.
Only the subscription.
To Sony,
I'm sure
it does.
Sony's the same way, though.
No, because Sony's subscription is different.
It is. You do need the console for
and
it
you,
to be effective.
But you also don't get your new Sony's new games.
That's true.
And Sony cares so much about how many they sell of their new games because they're always bragging about what their games
sell.
Well,
they can't even get out any new games in general.
No, they can't.
So, I don't know. I think Microsoft has the edge to pull away here.
They are building to something
and
that
be
might
be easier to compat to boot over all their stuff to PC than I
yes.
think Sony will be.
Oh, 100%.
So they already know 100%. They have the step ahead here.
I think, but that's the thing. I think Microsoft is starting the foundation to break away
well,
and kind of crush
this
Sony.
It's going to be interesting.
Yeah.
When it comes to gaming.
Yeah. Oh yeah. Because like you like it's without a doubt Sony is the number one.
Yeah, of course.
It's the number one, but you can see what Microsoft is doing.
Stuff though, because like we've been both of us have been through both of those consoles,
yep.
Each generation,
yeah.
It's hard to say who I like the best,
yeah, yeah.
I played both of them in different generations, probably in equal amount,
yep.
So it's really tough to say Sony's better than Microsoft.
I almost think, like, hear me, I think it flip flops every generation,
of course.
So, Xbox 360 or PS3, which one did you prefer?
Xbox 360,
PS4, and Xbox One.
PS4. Well, I've been saying that. I've said the
same thing.
Since the
I think the PS2 is better than the original Xbox.
Of course it is.
Yep.
But then you don't. But that's the thing, though. It all depends on that person.
Yes.
Someone could say that the original 100%. Xbox blows fucking PS2 out the water.
Yeah.
Halo. You got all those games.
Yeah, yeah.
PS2 had like little RPGs, like nothing really crazy.
Final Fantasy X.
Well, that's what I'm saying.
Yeah,
it all
yeah.
depends on
no,
those
yeah.
styles. And a lot of the people that were in that big debate back, especially PS3, Xbox
yep.
360 days,
yep.
those people were going off what they played Call of Duty on.
Yeah.
100%.
Like,
really think about it.
100%.
Fucking thing. Oh, what do you play Call of Duty? Oh, you play a PS4. You're
yep.
you're a loser. Like,
yeah.
Oh, that's the easy
yeah.
system. That's what that big war was.
Right.
You could, no matter which one you went, you know you were getting
yeah.
some console exclusive that was dope as hell on each side.
Yeah, yeah.
So I think it was more of the multiplayers that were clashing.
Yeah.
Because, oh, this server's better than this server.
Yep. Because even like the previous versions, right? So on the PS2 and Xbox, if you think about the old Sony, like your classic Sony games, they're not really games made by Sony.
Yeah.
They're just games that are on the PlayStation 2. Like, Final Fantasy X is classic, but it's not made by Sony,
yeah.
right? Like, what is the big made by Sony game on a PlayStation 2? I honestly don't know. Like, off the top of my head. But you said it, right? Halo on Xbox, the original Xbox, is huge. They have Fable. They have...
Yeah, Fable was big.
You know, it, and then Sony kind of took that and said, hey, we need to make our own IP that are important.
Yep.
And they started doing that with Uncharted.
Yep.
They have
Which
The Last of Us.
Never played.
But they're huge, you know?
They are
like,
huge. Not to me, but...
And then 360, I couldn't tell you really, like, what was their exclusives that they made that are great, right? Like, it's the... It's just
Gears
Halo.
Of
Gears of War and Halo.
Yeah, those are two biggest
and
games
then,
I know.
Even on Xbox One, they really had nothing on an
Xbox One.
Xbox One
was nothing for me.
And a PS4 had so
PS4
much.
PS4 was pretty good. Well, that's what I'm saying. It really depends on what
the person and
what
the taste
playing and what the
yep.
what that time was big on.
It is wild to me that, you know, if it's January it was 18 million the last time they gave us numbers. I'm assuming that means they have over 20 million by now.
Like 22 now.
Yeah. Right. If it's 37% growth.
A shit ton of money.
Right. And again, it is right now when they're not releasing any games.
Console care. But that's the thing, though. That's the thing that must piss people off is they're
right.
making so much money off this subscription.
Yep.
You're telling me you can't get these systems out? I don't care how much of a chip shortage there is. You got, you're making $2.5 or more $1 billion a year.
Yeah.
And this subscription's been out for 2 years. You know, you got over well over $5 billion off this subscription.
Well, don't forget, this subscription started on the Xbox One. So if you have an Xbox One, you can still use this. It's been
out for a while.
Yes. Yep.
They got well over $5 billion from the subscription. You tell me you couldn't put in a little bit more effort to get these consoles out?
You're just jaded because you couldn't get one.
I'm not even worried about it, but for other people that are worried about it, that might be a slap in the face.
But also,
to say that, oh, we don't care about consoles anymore, we only care about this subscription.
Well, they haven't said that. That's what I think. Yes, yeah.
If you said it, they said it.
How many people?
Shout out Microsoft.
Shout out Microsoft. But how many people are like you, or a better version of you, who has a PC and actually uses it too, though? You know what I mean? Like, if you do own a PC, $10, you got all these games now.
Oh, I mean, it's a steal for me.
Right.
And it saves me $500.
It's a steal.
Fucking Series X.
It's a steal for you, and we still haven't fucking used it.
That's very true. But at least you know it's there.
You know what I got for free, though? And I did. Hades. Okay. Hades is on it now.
I paid for that.
I mean, I paid for it when it first came out, too. Cause
I paid for that. Thanks. You could have told me to play it, like, now.
It's not my fault. All right? It's only yours.
I paid $30 to lose 32 times and then finally win. But
you did. Didn't you download Gears of War and play Gears of War a little bit on your PC?
I never played it, but I downloaded it. I downloaded it.
But that's a $60 game.
I downloaded a couple of games I haven't played. It's all good. I'll get to them someday.
Yeah.
Apex.
Once
the kid goes off to college, I got time.
Apex is in the way, right?
Apex is in the way. It's going to be in the way for a while. Nothing's got my attention. Until Hogwarts comes out, then I'll be off.
Hogwarts is on Game Pass. I'm just kidding. It's not.
You're a piece of shit.
I'll tell you what, too. If they do that TV app that we keep talking about, right, with streaming, fucking $10, you get to stream to the TV. You don't even need the Xbox there.
Yeah.
Like, it's just getting even more and more enticing. And then once they have all these people, you know what they're going to do. It's no longer going to be $9.99 a month. It's going to be $12.99 a month. And the PC and Xbox combo is going to be $18.99 a month, just like what Netflix does.
Yep.
Because even though they know, like, it's going to piss some people off and people will leave, the amount of margin is going to be higher than what they'll lose.
Yeah, of course. Even if you have 20% losing of your current people, you just get 30% new incoming members.
Yep. So
it'll balance itself out somewhere.
Or it'll be like, hey, we have Halo Infinite, Fable, Back 4 Blood. You know, all these...
Played on your TV, no console needed, no PC needed.
Right, and it's like,
The TV's version is going to be the counterbalance to the people that can't or don't want to go afford a PC.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, you don't want to go buy a PS4 or a PS5 or whatever? Just play it on your TV, dude. Just have good internet.
The only thing I think might be wild is if they somehow create... Well, then at that point... Never mind, I was going to say, like... Almost like a Roku, right? And it plugs into your TV, and you can download it to that, so it's not streaming.
I don't even think they'll need to go that far.
But at that point, that's just an Xbox.
Yeah. Literally, you'll see on your TV in like 3 years, it'll just be the Xbox Game Pass app.
Yep.
And you'll just click it.
Yeah.
It'll just have all your games.
I think it's going to be quicker than 3 years.
But that, I mean, maybe it gives you the option to download it if you want to download it.
Yep.
But then your TV needs storage.
Right, and that's a lot of memory we've already talked about for these games.
Now they start coming out with TV expansion pack storage. 1 terabyte for your TV now.
Yeah.
I'm sure they could do it.
But at that point, it's like building in an Xbox.
At least it gives you the option, though.
Yeah.
It's just a storage box, though. All they need is to store the game. If you want to download it, you might. Well, may they give you the option to stream it or just download it and play.
Well, so the issue is, I think you need the architect that's in a PC or an Xbox if you want to manually download it,
even if it's digital?
Well, it's no longer digital if you download it, and then if it's downloaded and then you play it, you need the architect that will play it for you.
I mean, even if it's digital and it's downloaded, it's still digital, is it not?
No. So when you do the cloud server, it basically has a PC actually playing it somewhere for you, and it's streaming it to your TV.
Oh, that's interesting.
Right, because it needs that player. So that's why I'm saying, oh, if they make a Roku, that's an Xbox.
Yeah.
That, you know, like.
Yeah, dude, I think it'll just be streamed on the TV then.
Yeah, it would have to be. It's going to be, again, like you said, 2030, right? No more consoles.
No more consoles. End of an era.
And then last news story of the week, we got new Pokemon forms confirmed for Zora and Zorak. Do you remember this guy? This is your boy.
He was in my squad.
Yep. This is by Nicole Carpenter on Polygon.com. She says, remember that found footage horror video the Pokemon Company posted earlier this week to promote Pokemon Legends Arceus? Somehow the footage has been cleaned up into HD quality, giving us a clearer look at just why brutally murdered the Intrepid Explorer from the clip. Now, again, this is weird because Pokemon Legends Arceus is about, it's about the past, like the really far back past. Yeah. And it's them creating the first Pokedex ever. How the hell do they have cameras and everything like that, that far in the past? It's supposed to be like the Hishu region or whatever.
Yeah.
At the end of the clip, we get a peek at...
When Pokeballs are made of wood.
At the end of the clip, we get a peek at the affordable, fluffy Pokemon, the Explorosaur in the Hisu Mountains, a Hisu region Zorora. But what we didn't see before the original clip cut out was a large black cloud looming behind it. Turns out that was attacked the cameraman Explorer. We get a really good look at Zorora and Zorak, two ghost and normal-type Pokemon, before they scatter off-screen. The Pokemon Company had this to say in the YouTube description. A few days ago, a researcher uncovered some mysterious footage from the Hisu region. Professor Oak looked through all of your findings and was able to restore the video to reveal Hisuian Zora and Hisuian Zorak. Hisuian Zorak seems scary, but it also appears to be protective of Hisuian Zora. What else can we uncover about these Pokemon? Zora is indeed one of the Pokemon that fans were speculating on after the initial clip was published earlier this week. But the big old eyes and fluffy fur was a big tip-off. Knowing that he encountered a Zorak, we can assume a bit more of the Explorer's fate. You see, Zorak are intensely protective Pokemon according to various descriptions over the years. They're able to create illusions that confuse and disorient humans that get too close. In Pokemon Black and White version 2, Zorak's description is pretty dark. It says, stories say that those who tried to catch Zorak were trapped in an illusion and punished. Zorora, for its part, can apparently transform into a human form, typically a child, so there's that too. Pokemon Legends Arceus will come to Nintendo Switch on January 28th, 2022. So Zora and Zorark are dark type.
Yep.
The new versions are ghost and normal.
Ghost and normal. What a combination.
I hate that combo.
Doesn't even make sense.
I don't mind the ghost type.
Yeah, ghost is fine.
I don't like the... I hate normal-type Pokemon in general.
I don't understand why you'd mix a ghost and normal, though.
I think it's so it's, like, the first ever, and it's, you know, interesting, or...
Is it, though?
I don't know, because...
he's pretty much just a fucking ghost, then.
Well, so, technically, ghosts can't be affected by normal-type attacks, because they don't have a form.
Yeah.
But now, if you make them normal-type, you can...
Technically, fight should be super effective, then.
Yes.
But fight is usually half effective against ghosts.
It's not effective. It doesn't actually hit ghost type.
Sure. How do you do that?
Right. So I don't know.
The only thing that should be able to hit this thing is ghost.
So I think really what they did was make it normal to balance it out. Because I bet it's going to be gross.
Ghost and dark should be the only thing that affect it. And I think fairy.
I don't know why they picked this type, right? Like, this is the weirdest... combination
that you make him ghost, even though the original Zorark is dark, so technically the original Zorark would beat this new Zorark,
right? Is that how it goes?
Dark beats ghost.
So yeah, so this is technically bad against the original version, right?
Ghost beats psychic, dark beats psychic, ghost beats ghost.
Is that true, or are we making this up?
Ghost definitely beats ghost.
The problem with ghost is I always forget. I know ghost beats ghost.
Yeah.
It was kind of like Dragon, right? Dragon is the only thing that fucking beats Dragon.
I just think Dark is super effective against Ghost because Ghost is super effective against Psychic.
Ghost beats Psychic.
Ghost and Dark should be both super effective to Psychic.
So this is what the new one looks like? It's all white instead of...
I think Shop.
You don't like it?
I mean, the old Zorak is the goat.
Well, the old Zorak is fucking dope.
It's always cool how he comes out as your enemy's...
Oh, yeah, it does the...
He's a savage.
I don't know, like... And again, the way this game... This is going to be a completely different Pokemon game, right?
This game's going to be nuts.
Open world, or supposedly open world. I've heard it's going to be not open world, more like Monster Hunter, where it's segregated, like...
Yeah, like areas.
Yes, which makes more sense. Though. Is it weird that we get a new one in November, and then this is January?
I mean, the new one's almost an old one, but... Newer.
Right.
So, I mean, it's not really a newer. I think it's a good thing to do.
Well, so, if you think about it.
Gives you a little bit of blast of nostalgia with the the diamond and the pearl.
Yep.
And then it gets you with this new shit 2 months later.
But here's my question, right? Usually at the end of the year, they do remake, new Pokemon, then like a third version, and then another remake, and then a new Pokemon. So this would be remake, and then next year would be a new Pokemon game, typically. Because instead of doing the third version for the last one, they did DLC instead.
Yeah.
Do you think we still get a new Pokemon game at the end of next year?
I mean, Arceus is a new Pokemon
game. But we get it in January, and I don't know if it's considered a mainline Pokemon game.
What other game would they give you at the end of the year?
An actual mainline Pokemon. So in whatever, if the next
like
generation...
Like the next Sun and Moon?
Yeah, so the next generation.
I'm curious what they... Do we even know... I don't even know what they would have in store for the next generation.
That 100%. Like, that's what I'm trying to... Like, because obviously they haven't showed us it yet, and they typically, you know, show us mid-year for the...
Arceus was never delayed, right? I think that's been its release date, correct?
Yes. Technically, so it's never been efficiently
delayed.
We'll
say if they're on track right now, yeah. I wonder how deep in development they have a Gen 9.
Well, don't forget, Pokemon Company is massive.
Of course.
It's huge. So they could be working on like 6 games at the same time.
It's hard to speculate if they could drop another one. And I don't see why not. You got 11 months to do it.
Right.
They've probably already been working on it.
And technically, the remakes is made by Iliac, not even like really the Pokemon Company.
Yeah.
So it's...
Arceus should be relatively close to finish, you'd think. If not...
I bet you it's already... Finished. Yes, exactly.
So they should be already working on new things.
Mm-hmm.
So
unless this is getting DLC.
Which it definitely could, especially an open world type game.
Right.
You would think this would get some DLC.
Or some type of support after release.
I'm thinking DLC. Probably just like Monster Hunter.
So, yep.
So, I'm thinking they could stretch this out maybe for a year if they don't have
instead of
game,
doing, yeah, that's not a bad idea.
Maybe drop 20, whatever, end of 2022, they drop the new one.
Right,
or
yeah.
Or they just do what they just did and drop a new one in 2023, January.
They
give you a year of DLC?
Usually, they like to drop it at the end of the year closer to Black Friday.
Yeah.
Because it hits that Black Friday plus holiday sales.
But this one's hit in January.
Right. This is like that's why I don't think it's considered a mainline.
Well, maybe that's what they do instead. They give you DLC all the way up till like November.
Yeah.
They hit you at a mainline.
Yeah.
And then they give you another whatever in January. They could do the same thing.
Yeah.
Instead of it being Brilliant Diamond, they do a different thing.
Yeah. What's because it's Diamond and Pearl, and then what's the other one?
I think right after that it goes Black.
It does. But what's the third Platinum?
Yeah.
Imagine they do a Platinum.
They could. I just don't see the point of that third game.
No.
At this point.
Again, they scrapped it, if you think about it, for the last one. They did DLC, they said, instead, which I think works out better.
Yeah.
Because I would rather pay $30 for an expansion than $60 for basically the same game again.
Yeah, just different
Pokemon. Just like the complete edition.
Yeah.
It's so much, because I don't think they've really, honestly, found the perfect like console hybrid Pokemon yet. Sword and Shield is really good,
yeah,
but it's not a big step enough to be like, this is the definitive console version Pokemon we've been waiting for.
I didn't even play Sword and Shield.
It's good. Like
I've heard it, but it's great. But
it does a lot of new things that I like with the online.
That's what I was going to say. These Pokemon games, if anything, they have the best chance to get better now.
Yeah.
All the stuff you could add into them.
Right, 100%. That's why, like...
Especially seeing other games.
Yes.
Like Monster Hunter and seeing how they're operating.
Oh, yeah.
Help Pokemon transition into this new
yes. game. It's also weird. I don't know what sells better. Diamond and Pearl remakes or this?
That's going to be tough. I mean, the Diamond and Pearl... I think the Diamond and Pearls will sell fine.
I think they're both going to sell well.
I think
this
is going to sell crazy, though, because it's something completely... new for Pokemon.
The only thing that's cheap that I don't like is technically they count Diamond and Pearl sales together.
Yeah. It's
so
a game, right?
Right. So
it's gonna look like they're
double the sales. Yes.
But you gotta cut it in half.
Yeah. Well. Yeah. Exactly. And this will be one version.
I think they're both gonna hit pretty solid.
Oh yeah.
I don't think it matters. Honestly, Pokemon's one of those games. I don't even think it matters what age you are. If you played it back then, you'll still play it now.
Yeah, 100%. So, I mean, we're already talking about it still, and we're...
Just the amount of people that play Pokemon Go and the way their age...
I still hop in.
The way their age...
Yep.
You know, you see people like 65 years old playing Pokemon Go.
Honestly, it makes more sense to be playing Pokemon Go as an adult than it is a kid, because what are you going to have your 6-year-old kid walking to the park alone? You know what I mean?
Yeah. Or you go as a family.
Yeah. You're right. You play it with your kid, right?
But it sucks, though, because the people that play Pokemon Go, like the older people, are the yep. same people that when you were a kid told you
that you were
this
a loser.
Shit's stupid and it's a video game. And now look at all of them playing Pokemon Go.
I'll never give up. You know, no lie, I went to GameStop this weekend just to get a – they still hand out the codes.
Oh, God.
So I got a code for the shiny legendary from Sword, and he's level 100 and everything.
In Pokemon Go?
No, for Sword and Shield.
For Sword and Shield, yeah.
It's like – I don't think Pokemon will ever die, obviously.
I don't think so. But that doesn't mean that they're going to have to start coming up with new stuff.
That's eventually. The thing. Like, it's getting to the point where you have to make that definitive Pokemon game that everyone's been waiting for.
Like, when did Diamond come out? 2008?
Probably.
They're making a remake now.
Well, again, remember, think about the way they kind of progress. They do one game. The next year will be the definitive version, right?
Yeah.
And then, like, obviously, they couldn't do a remake yet because they didn't have any.
But the crazy part is, though, that they're still stretching it out this far
right.
on a game we all played 12 years ago.
Well, so we did, but think about kids who are 12 now. So true. Now they get to – because, again, the other thing about Pokemon is even though that generation is done and gone, they keep those Pokemon in the anime.
Yeah.
They keep them in the trading card. That some of them
well,
trickle
what I mean,
through.
Though, is that's they have that ability right now because most of these Pokemon are so popular in every other thing.
Yes.
That they have the ability to do. But
yes.
going forward, you're going to run out of games to remake. And then you're really going to have to just come up with new content. And I thought Sun and Moon was garbage.
2006.
Even worse.
So, you know what's funny? Me and you don't like Sun and Moon.
I thought it was absolute garbage.
I 100% agree with you.
If they come out with something like that
people
again,
love that one.
I don't know how.
Because they like the fact that it's not the gym battles.
The trials are stupid.
Me too. You know, I like it's comfort food. You know what you're getting from a Pokemon game.
Yeah, I just like to switch up the Pokemon, mm-hmm. switch up the battles,
yeah.
switch up the people, and that's
right.
that's all I need. I don't care if the standard the format is the same.
If you could pick any of them and they remake it into like a remake the game to be like great graphics, all the quality of life changes we want and need,
yeah.
which one would you pick? What generation? Even though, obviously, most of them have already been remade. I want Pokemon Crystal remade so bad.
I was going to say something in Gen 2.
Crystal, because I don't want to have to do the gold and silver crap again. Just give me the definitive version.
I love the Gen 2 Pokemon.
Gen 2. And again, Gen 2 is the best because after you beat it, you get to go back to Gen 1.
And get the up. Yeah, see, Gen 2 is clutch. Gen 3 was nice.
They're all good.
One through 4 are all classics, too.
Yeah.
So those are all ones we grew up playing.
And it's funny.
Young.
Because I guarantee you, if you ask kids like younger than us, it's probably whatever one they started with.
It's probably like Gen 7. Pokemon, I mean, Pokemon's, they have a really good name. So I don't, no matter what they put out,
yeah.
people are going to be
just it's the highest grossing franchise every year.
Yeah.
I mean, they just have too many pillars.
I don't know how many times we've gone back and just played an old-ass game, and it still hits
yeah.
the same way.
It's because any RPG, though... RPGs, I think, last over time better.
Yeah, but I don't know. It's something about Pokemon specifically, though. Like, sometimes if you're like, oh, what am I going to go replay, Final Fantasy VII or Pokemon? You just know Pokemon's, like, not, I wouldn't say an easier game, but obviously it's easier.
But
it's just a more...
Well, it's so much you can do with a diverse cast, right? Like, if you go and replay Pokemon, the same one, like, three different times... You get three different experiences because you picked a different
you don't have
party.
To get the same fucking people.
Exactly.
That's why I just feel like it's a such an easy franchise to like move along
mm-hmm.
with because you just have so many options.
Exactly. And again, like 2006 is when this one released.
Yep. And now we're getting a remake 15 years later.
But if you were born in 2006, at this point you are 15 now. It hurts to say that out loud, and you might not have gotten to play these.
Yeah.
So this
now
is your chance.
You the opportunity to-
and you've seen Piplup. And all them
yeah.
growing up. So now this is your chance to actually...
To play it.
Yeah.
But like a better version.
Yeah. 100%.
Lucky bastards.
All right. And that does it for this episode of the After Hour Nerd Podcast. You can find me on Twitter at @AHN_gags.
You can find me... Hopefully...
In the lab. No, aren't you going back to the lab?
I'll definitely be in the lab. All right. Just hit me up on Smash for open runs.
Will you please get back on Smash? I want everyone to get back on and we can try to get some games.
Switch is charged up. Hopefully,
yes?
Maybe. I'll charge her up. I'll get Sora. And then it'll be time to go.